Hey, Chris Johnson here. Guess what? Guess what, baby? I am on fucking lunch break. This is a work time podcast. This is a fucking frontier that I've never explored before. I could go all balls and do the work time podcast, but then they could see me on the webcam. I'm standing up right in front of this. They'd see my balls. They don't need to see that. Like, what's that asshole standing up for? Why isn't he sitting in his seat? They don't really like watch my ass. Like, they could watch my ass. Like, the fucking webcam periodically takes photos. So I guess, like, if I'm a big dick, they can look. And, you know, if you want to show, like, what's that asshole got on today? What's he wearing? I will tell you that I wear, like, normal clothes when I work. Not because I give a shit, like, what my bosses might think about me on the fucking webcam. But because, like, if I'm in, like, sweatpants, if I just wake up, roll out of bed in my stud puffin pajamas, you fucking heard that correctly. I have a pair of pajama pants with a fucking puffin. That fucking bird, the puffin. There's a puffin and elf. Arctic puffin. I got one of those motherfuckers on a pair of pajama pants and it says stud puffin. You know why I wear those? Because I'm fucking hot. That's why. I can't be fucking wearing that shit at work. Because, like, if I'm sitting at work, I need to feel like when I'm doing my job, I need to, like, feel like I'm sort of at work. I need to be, like, as in work mode as possible. Like, I got fucking jeans on. I got a fucking hoodie on. This is shit I used to wear at the fucking call center job. I got to get my mind in, like, work mode. If I'm, you know, sitting there in fucking pajamas and like a ripped up t-shirt on, I might think like, fuck, I can jerk off now. You know what I mean? These are action clothes. And if I'm in these fucking clothes and the fucking webcam is open, or not the webcam's open, the camera's like right on the fucking laptop. It's fucking built in. I guess I could put like a piece of tape on it, but like, you know, you guys want a show, I'll give you a fucking show. You want to see my face, you can see my fucking face. I don't expect my boss to go to Instagram to see my fucking face. I thought about a story the other day. This isn't a very elaborate story, but it just popped into my fucking head and it made me laugh. It made me think a couple things like, man, high school Chris Johnson was fucking hilarious and he was a dick. Sometimes those two things go hand in hand. I remember Double J. I was on the football team with Double J. Double J was a big dude. He's a big man. He had some heft. He had some girth. He was a fucking lineman on the football team. Like, those motherfuckers are big. You need big dudes to play the fucking line. I think he was like a long snapper too or some shit. So a guy with good size. Chris Johnson in high school was like 155 pounds. So like, I gotta be careful around the fucking lineman types. They're bigger than me. I can outrun them. So, like, if I'm going to be an asshole, I got to just prepare to escape on foot. But I remember we're in high school, and this isn't a football practice. We're in fucking class or some shit, you know, whatever fucking class. And it's like a lot of memories I have. Like, are your memories like this? When you think back to, like, old times, they're like snapshots. Like, I remember specific things, but it's almost like remembering a dream. Like, if you wake up the next day, you can remember, like, specific parts of dreams. But, like, the rest of it's, like, all fuzzy. You kind of, like, fill it in. That's kind of how, like, old memories are. Like, I remember being in a classroom. I remember me and Double J, and I remember somebody else was there, because, like, the story involved somebody else, but I don't know who the fuck that was. So, did you hear that? That fucking click, click, click? That's my fucking work. That's my work Slack. I don't know if you could hear it, but it fucked up my story. I gotta turn this fucking sound off, goddammit. There's a commercial for Slack, by the way. Slack's like a fucking office messaging service. And, like, that three ticks, click, 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 whatever the fuck it is. Like, I fucking hear that. I'm just like Pavlov's dog, for fuck's sake. You know, I'm just fucking jumping up and watching TV. A fucking spot comes on, and the goddamn clicks. Advertising Slack. Oh, fuck, I gotta get to work. But anyway. Back to Double J. Like, I remember being in the classroom, but like the only two people that I can remember being like involved in this were me and Double J. Like, there's nobody else in the fucking memory. And somebody had some snacks, maybe some pretzels, maybe some candy, some shit that Double J was eyeballing and he wanted a piece of. Like I said, Double J, dude, Lyman, you gotta keep the weight up. Gotta keep the weight up, baby. And like, I remember being hungry at school all the time too. You fucking eat breakfast in the morning, then you go to fucking class and like, you can't eat until fucking lunch. It's not like college, I'm gonna just bring fucking snacks with me. Or like now, where I just fucking eat all the time. Like, Double J wants a snack. And he's like, hey man, can I get one of those? And I was just watching. I was watching the whole thing unfold. I was watching Double J ask for food. And I was plotting my next move. Like, I'm going to be a dick here. I'm going to do something to piss Double J off. It didn't take much. But I always wanted to prod him a little bit. Just to get him going. Just because he would get super pissed and he'd call me a fucking dick and he'd get angry. And I thought that was funny. Because it fucking was funny. So I'm watching. I'm watching the scene unfold. Like, Double J asked for like a snack. Hey, can I have some of those snacks? And this person in my memory who was shrouded in fucking shadow because I don't remember where the fuck they were. They're like, yeah, baby boy, you can have a fucking snack. So they reach out to give Double J the snack. And I'm watching, I'm waiting, just biding my fucking time. And Double J reaches out for the snack and I jumped in and I fucking slapped his hand. Just slapped his hand away. It was a sound effect of me slapping my own hand. And as soon as I slapped his hand away, they both like looked at me in shock and I was like, don't feed the bears. And he got fucking pissed. He's like, you fucking dick. And then I laughed. I laughed and laughed. And that fucking humor carried me through the rest of history or English or wherever the fuck we were. You know how fucking hilarious that is? Don't feed the bears? Because he's a big man. He's a big dude. He's a fucking bear. Not in like, you know, maybe the nightlife club sense. I think he's married. I mean, I guess he could still be a bear if he's married. Can you still be a bear if you're married? I don't know. But I think about that story from time to time and I always fucking love it. You wanna know what else I'm doing right now? I'm eating ice cream right out of the fucking carton. Cause that's what I fucking do, okay? That's what I do. I'm at peak adult. Chris Johnson is peak single adult man. I don't need to put the ice cream in a fucking bowl. If I want some fucking ice cream, I'll eat it right out of the goddamn carton. Just like you wish you could with your fucking kids and wife and husband or whatever the fuck situation you got. I'll fucking eat this shit however the fuck I want. You can do that. You don't have to be embarrassed about it. I don't need to be fucking dainty with these fucking bowls and shit. What do I need a bowl of ice cream for? I got a fucking carton and a spoon. It's all I fucking need. All right, we'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck else you want it. That's where this podcast is. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. Website, app, whatever the fuck you want. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. And I'm going to put this motherfucker right in my Facebook timeline for you.